Hey, welcome to today's show here on Anchor. Now, we've been speaking a little bit this week already. It's only Monday, of course, but we've been speaking already about what are the things to look out for on CVs. We call them red flags, but things that perhaps are a little bit unusual and things that we need to challenge and question and perhaps dig a bit deeper. Those things can include a number of different things that recruiters are looking out for or should be looking out for. And there's nothing wrong with questioning those things. So, for example, where dates are missing on CVs, months and dates are missing on the CVs, these are often areas that need to be probed and questions asked. Very short roles as well. Now, there might be good reasons why there are very short roles, but if those roles are short and there's consistently short roles, maybe there's an underlying reason for why that is. Again, there could be genuine reasons, but you need to understand what those things are. The other one that often comes up is around about sabbaticals or some kind of leave. Now, again, you know, we all have leave, we all have sabbaticals or longer term time off. And of course, if they're genuine, that's fine. But on often or not, there is cases where this is just not the case. And those things are picked up by customers and they're questioned about and asked about. So these are very important things as well. Of course, your general grammar and spelling mistakes needs to be checked to ensure that those things are okay. But however, those are important things that we should be looking at and we should be challenging people. So what does that mean for you if you were listening to this as a candidate? Well, it means, you know, that other people are looking at that CV and I'm bringing those things to your attention now, but other people may ignore them completely in terms of not even responding to you. So you may wonder why you're not getting callbacks on your CV, and it could be for a number of those reasons and many others as well. So all I would be honest about why you left an organization where you can. Be honest about if you took time off to care for a family member or family friend or traveling around the world. Put the detail of that traveling down. Be honest about the dates and months you worked there, because any good recruiter and any good person will actually do a reference check and dig deeper and find out if that information is true. And you want to make sure that you give yourself the best chance of being called about a role. So this is a great way to make sure that people are reaching out to you and you've got a genuine reason for each of those places that you've worked at. I would love to know your opinion, whether you're a recruiter or perhaps a candidate, or you've been a hiring manager and had this situation about red flags on CVs. If you're listening to this on iTunes or on Spotify, just jump over to anchor.fm/David Lawrence.